The trial of your faith, much more precious than gold, may be found unto praise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, on Monday, when there was no school, it was President's Day. Today is the birthday of George Washington, the original President's Day. So I wanted to tell you a little bit what we can learn from George Washington and what we can learn from St. Peter, whose feast we also celebrate today. Pope Leo XIII once wrote about George Washington and told the Catholic faithful that United States gained her independence with the help of the Catholic powers. The same time as George Washington became the first president of the United States, this country also got her first Catholic bishop. According to the Pope, it was because George Washington appreciated the strong moral principles that he also appreciated the Catholic Church and gave the Church freedom to function in this country. Any state has to be led according to strong moral principles which we have received from God. I'll give you one example of Washington's principles, namely that he was absolutely opposed to bad language. This is clear from the order which he once issued to his troops. The general is sorry to be informed that the foolish and wicked practice of profane cursing and swearing, a vice hitherto little known in the American army, is growing into fashion. He hopes that the officers will, by example as well as by influence, seek to stop it, and that both they and the men will reflect that we can have little hope of the blessing of heaven on our army if we insult it by our impiety and folly. Added to this, it is a vice so mean and low that every man of sense and character detests and despises it. So wrote George Washington, and think about those strong words of his, children. We can have little hope of the blessing of heaven if we insult it by our impiety and folly. And there we get into today's feast, St. Peter's chair at Antioch. The reason why St. Peter left Jerusalem, the city where Jesus died and resurrected, was that this city was doomed. Jerusalem and its people had cruelly insulted and blasphemed Jesus during the first Holy Week, and this city had lost the blessing of heaven. If you ever come to church during the evenings of Holy Week, children, you can hear our clergy singing Tenebrae, readings from scriptures and gospels. On the evening before Holy Thursday, we sing from the Lamentations of Jeremiah, Jerusalem hath grievously sinned, therefore she is removed. All that honored her despise her. She sigheth and turneth backward. Again, on the evening before Holy Saturday, we sing, Arise, O Jerusalem, and put off thy garments of rejoicing. Cover thee with sackcloth and ashes, for the Savior of Israel hath been slain in the midst of thee. Let thy tears run down like a river, day and night, and let not the apple of thine eye cease. These strong words should make us stop and think. Jerusalem, the heavenly city of King David, lost the blessing of heaven. This city abandoned, blasphemed, and killed Jesus, and the true citizens of God stopped rejoicing and put on sackcloth and ashes, to do penance and reparation for their city's great sins. Besides this, St. Peter had his personal reasons to lament Jerusalem, because on the first Holy Week he had himself denied Jesus. the Bible tells us, "And after a while again, they that stood by said to Peter, Verily thou art of them, for thou art also a Galilean. But he began to curse and to swear, I know not this man whom you speak of." Saint Peter then mourned with bitter tears his terrible sin of denying Jesus. But he did not fall into despair like Judas, but with tears confessed his sin, his denial. And after his confession, he was a changed man. He who had been weak and subject to temptations, he now emerged as the first pope and the leader of the Catholic Church. He left Jerusalem, the city of the Old Testament, and established his see as the bishop of Antioch. The time of the covenant with the Jews was over. Now it was time to preach to the pagans, to Greeks, to Romans, and preach to the whole world that Jesus, whom Jerusalem had abandoned, was the Savior of the world. Dear children, we should always, like Saint Peter, mourn of our bad or gossiping language. And we can do so much good with our speech and words, but we can also do incredible amount of evil with our words. Learn to love silence and think carefully what you should speak. What made this country a great nation, as Pope Leo XIII said, was that it had strong moral principles. That means that you are responsible of your own words, and if you misuse the gift of speech which God has given you, you will be punished. And as we know from our religion, if you don't do your penance in this life, you will do it in the next life. And we should all do our penance with even greater repentance than Saint Peter did. At least he was under the threat of losing his life to be killed by the evil people who crucified Jesus. But we so often either watch or listen bad language, or even use it ourselves, just for the gist of it. Saint Peter bitterly cried for his sin, but we so often delay of confessing our evil words, or oftentimes grow so much used to say them that we don't even think of them, much less confess them. Children, Saint Peter had to leave Jerusalem because he knew it was doomed, but we are not. Our bishops and our priests are always ready, wherever and in what part of the world they reside, to be our shepherds, to be our guides, and to hear us and absolve us from our sins. So look to our Catholic Church and her priests as your helpers, so that you become good citizens, as our first president wanted you to be, that is, citizens of sense and character. And look also that you become Catholics as our Lord wanted, often confessing your sins and making reparation for those of your own sins and those of others. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.